Have a passion for taking pictures outdoors? A lot of us do. And if you grab your phone to do that in the gorge, save your best shots and you can win a photography contest. Veronica has details in this week's So Much to See.
This year's winner is Dan Hawk of Portland. He's a professional commercial photographer, but takes pictures of nature as a hobby. He won for a close-up shot of a waterfall at Dry Creek Falls near the Pacific Crest Trail.
It's a really beautiful area, and I specifically shot it the way I did with these really vibrant greens because all around the waterfall was black from the fires, but the waterfall was totally protected because of where it's situated. It felt like almost like a small oasis in the middle of this burned out, fire damaged area. And so that was kind of what I was thinking of when I took this photo.
He also won top prize in a second category.
There are these really, really compelling, interesting fishing platforms that are right around the Bridge of the Gods and Cascade Locks. And I've always thought they were really cool when I was, you know, if driving over the bridge, you can see them lining the river right in that area. And of course, they're built right off of the old locks right there in the, you know, at the river. So I've always thought they were really interesting. And I was planning an outing with a couple friends. And I just thought, wouldn't it be interesting if I could get a shot of one of these kind of primitive looking platforms with the Bridge of the Gods in the background?
And you may be thinking, he's a pro, so I don't have a chance of winning with my pictures. He says that's not true.
A lot of my favorite photographers are people who, they do this for the passion. You know, they've got great jobs, they have a career, and it's not wrapped up in taking pictures. It's not exclusive to people who are professionals. I think the biggest thing is that people get caught up in the gear, and the best thing you can possibly do is just get out and take a lot of pictures. Practice does literally make perfect. That's how you get good at this, is by taking lots and lots of photos.
And you can start with something like your iPhone or something and then, you know, work your way up.
And that's literally what I did. I was a photographer for years when I was younger, mostly on film, point-and-shoot cameras, and a little bit when I was in high school. And then it's actually the iPhone, shooting on the iPhone during my morning and evening bike commutes is kind of what got me hooked on photography again. And I kind of slowly added a nicer camera as it felt like I needed to, as it felt like it was something that was appropriate. But yeah, that's how I started. And I still have great images that I've taken with my phone.
I always heard that somebody might have an eye for photography. Is it just that you're looking at things that catch your eye, or are you actually thinking, this will make a great shot?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. It can be a little bit of a trap to just try to make photos that impress other people. So you really do need to develop, you know, kind of your aesthetic taste for the things that move you. And I think as you do that, you start to create images that are more compelling for other people.
You can see all the great photos on our Facebook page and at KXL.com. Veronica, you were talking about how you like those pictures, but you don't want them infused with tech.
He and I had a big conversation about that. And we both agree that nature is already so beautiful, you don't have to highlight everything. My biggest problem is all these gamer kids that never leave their houses, they're going to think that nature looks a certain way because they just see it on Instagram. They're not going to realize that nature is already beautiful the way it is.
Great point.